Last night, I put up on the Facebook page our nightly poll, and it talked about eating healthily. Now, there's this view out there, and your responses seem to echo this, that eating junk food is a lot cheaper than eating healthy food. And I'm a little bit perplexed by that, because I think if you're careful, you can eat healthily on a budget. So I thought we'd talk to our resident nutritionist and life coach, Sam Jackson. G'day, Sam.
Hey, Steve. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
Good. You saw the poll on Facebook last night and commented. Look, there is this view out there. You know, for $20, you can go and get a family meal at McDonald's, whereas trying to create or cook a healthy home-cooked meal at home is viewed as expensive. What's your take on that?
Well, look, as I said on the post last night, let's actually have a look at expensive in a bit of perspective. So it's not really why fruit and veggies and everything's so costly. How is it that the junk and processed food can be produced for such little cost? Like, surely there's got to be some quality questions raised, surely, when you look at the cost of how cheap junk food is, or even just processed food, stuff you can pick up out of a packet that doesn't go off, that's as cheap as. And you've got to go, well, what's in that, you know, to make it so inexpensive? Give me something that's pulled out of the ground fresh any day. But you can actually eat really well on a budget. And the thing is, it's just not as interesting. That's all.
That's a very good point. Because an example of that is too, you and I have spoken about my toasted sandwich video that I put up on Facebook. I'm about to put another one up tomorrow night where I'm going to cook a particular type of pasta. Now, I went out, and this is a pasta that, if you do it traditionally, has some very, very expensive ingredients in it. But there'll be enough to feed four people on this for a cost of about $25. And that's with really expensive imported ingredients. So you can actually do it interesting. If you try hard enough, you can cook healthy, nutritious, interesting food. But I guess, well, it's not even planning. You just got to be willing to do it.
Well, that's right. And look, I just gave a talk at a school to a bunch of year sevens, and one of them came up to me and said, my mum can't afford healthy food. And I said, you know what? Tuna is $1 a can. If you get some bread rolls that you can get, you know, six for $2 at some supermarket, so get six wholemeal bread rolls, you can get a few cans of tuna for $1 each. And, you know, you've actually got yourself a protein, fat, carbs, everything right there in a tuna roll, for goodness sake. So it's actually about getting a bit creative. And yeah, look, it's not gourmet food. It really isn't. But then it really depends. You know, your body's going to recognize protein, fat, and carbohydrates. It doesn't recognize flavor past the point where you swallow it.
Have we, one of the things that I like about, I hate reality television, but I like the fact that there's all these cooking shows around, because I think it has opened people's eyes to the fact that you can cook fairly fancy food relatively easily at home. Do you think that has permeated enough, though? Because, I mean, you know, I come from an Italian background where peasant food is what we love to eat, and that seems to be the cheap and more nutritious stuff. But I don't know that the Australian culture has embraced that yet.
But isn't the Aussie culture about having a barbecue with a salad? I mean, realistically, it doesn't get better than that. You just put a nice lean piece of meat on the barbecue, chuck a salad together, and a bread roll on the side. Bingo, you've got the good Aussie meal, and that's actually really good. Like, if that's how you eat, then all power to you. Go for it. Have that every night. And then you can swap beef, chicken, lamb, whatever, sausages, as long as they're nice and lean, you can put those on the barbecue. So where is it that we have to get all fancy schmancy and gourmet? And as a former MasterChef contestant myself, I do know that they do kind of force you to, you know, get a little bit fancy schmancy and tricky with some of the stuff that they want you to do, that people just can't replicate at home, and makes people feel quite inadequate that they're not having, you know, nouveau cuisine for dinner tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, we need to accept our own abilities as well. But do you think we're using cost or expense as an excuse for being lazy?
Is it lazy, or is it that we want actually that next level, and the only way to get it is out of a packet? So is it that we want more than what is actually in our budget, or we don't know how to make what's in our budget taste good? So you can put like a little bit of soy sauce in things, or a bit of sweet chili, or there's loads of flavorings, a bit of satay sauce, chuck some peanut butter in it, it's satay. So you've got loads of options available to you. You just actually got to think about it. And, you know, if you want to create, a gourmet masterpiece, you can do so really cheaply and really quite healthily as well. But we don't need to go the packet, which is even cheaper and instant.
So what you're saying is my cooking videos that I'm going to start doing more of are actually a community service rather than just an educational process.
As long as they're not flooded with oil and salt. And, you know, I see these, Steve. I see them.
Sam, always good to talk to you. We'll catch up again soon.
Look forward to it, Steve. Cheers.
That's Samantha Jackson on Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.